Good morning, Dr. Schneebeck, taking a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Hickerson. On 8/30/23, Mr. Hickerson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the initial bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 3/16/23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph. Impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Craig Hickerson. On 8/30/23, Mr. Hickerson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%. Period after walking 525 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%. Period of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Sharon Lake. This goes to Dr. Zastrow. On 8/30/23, Mrs. Lake performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%. Period. After walking 386 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%. Period of paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eva Holmes. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/30/23, Mrs. Holmes performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired with severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a marked improvement in effort. Leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/29/22, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study, period. In paragraph impression, poor effort prior to bronchodilators, period. The post-bronchodilator study showed a moderate degree of COPD. Essentially unchanged compared to prior study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kenneth Kaufman. This goes to Dr. Forcinito. On 8/30/23, Mr. Kaufman performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/28/23, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression period. Thank you.